thank you for joining us here today. We always look forward to being with you. What a blessing indeed it is. We've been showing you some clips from the message that we did and song at the Midway Baptist Church, and we're going to continue with that today. The filming and message was done there in Elyria, Ohio, not far from Cleveland and up in that part of the Buckeye State. And our good friend Rick Kesey is the pastor. I hope that once again that you might enjoy the conclusion of the message that we did there as we return to the sanctuary of the Midway Baptist Church. I had a general manager of a station the other day tell me, said, "I want to talk to you about this." He said, "You were quoted as saying that marriage is between a man and a woman." Yeah. I said, "I still believe it." Yeah. My dad had an old-fashioned idea about marriage. I don't know what made him so radical. He thought folks ought to get married and then live together. A fella told me in raising kids, and I don't know that I've done a good job, but a fella told me, and he said, "Everything today in the modern home is run by switches except the kids." Oh, we see discouragement. Let me tell you something here, neighbor. The COVID did not ruin the church. It revealed the church. You'll never convince me that I can go to Walmart, stand in line and kiss people and not get COVID. But if I come within 100 miles of a church house, I'm likely to get it. They say that they now are admitting, the Chinese are saying, that the coronavirus came from an old bat. Nancy Pelosi is furious. She said she had nothing to do with it. But I'm glad today for the gospel, aren't you? I'm glad today that we preach today because we have a debt. I'm a debtor. Oh, Brother Chuck, wouldn't it be good to go back into the mountains of Kentucky and see who that precious soul was that was a preaching when you got saved? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brother Chuck, get up here and sing one of those songs like they used to sing them years ago. Yeah. Everybody wants to take a run around the building. Yeah. Somebody says, "Do you like the old-fashioned way?" I love it. I don't like it. I love it. I don't care how big you get, how big a name you get. You've got to remember there is one who's seated in the heavens. Of him will I glory. Let me tell you something here. I'm debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. We should never be ashamed of the gospel. Oh, I'm glad today that I can brag on his name just a little bit. Is it all right if I do that? I'm here to tell you today that we face such deception. In the end times, we're going to see more and more of it. Now, I do not believe, you can believe whatever you want to. You can be wrong if you want to be. I don't believe that Christians are inherited by demons or indwelt by demons. I don't believe that. I know there's a movement going around, deliverance movement. Listen, we can't command the Holy Ghost to do anything.
Right.
Amen. He knows exactly, Brother Ray, what to do. Is that right? I'm glad that as the old song we used to sing a few years ago, it said this. He said, I have no other argument but that Jesus' blood was shed for me. Amen. Oh, listen here. We're facing the preacher man today. Has got, you know, we can have fancy titles, and I'm not against that. I'm not smart enough to get a good title. Sometimes the title is better than the message, you know. But I'm just glad that when, as Andy said, I was 14 years of age at an old-fashioned altar, that the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. It wasn't just 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, and repent, repeat after me. I'm not saying you got to work it out. I'm just simply saying you got to believe it.
That's right.
You've got to come to the realization that you're lost and undone without God or His Son. Somebody said, what does the gospel do for you? Well, it illuminates. You don't get saved until you're shown that you're lost. There's nobody out here running the streets and saying, well, I'd sure like to go somewhere, but I don't know where it is. That's the flaming definition of a liberal. You know, I've thought a lot about the liberals that we see today, Brother Jody. If the Middle East folks had the energy, Brother Jack, of the liberals, if they had their energy, they'd end up with indoor plumbing. The gospel not only illuminates, the gospel liberates. Somebody say amen right there. Brother Prophet, I'm glad I got liberated, don't you? Not under that condemnation, not under that bondage, but if any man be free in the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be free indeed. Amen. We're looking for solutions to the problems, but I'm glad today that the gospel also sanctifies. You'll never convince me, and I'm not a judge. You can ask my wife. I told her that I thought I was a slow learner, and she agreed with it. But the gospel sanctifies you, cleans up your behavior. We're no longer under bondage. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Can somebody say amen right there? I'm glad that the gospel satisfies, don't you? Oh, listen, you couldn't work it out. If it's of grace, it's no more works. If it's works, it's no more grace. I'm glad today for the gospel, aren't you? Somebody said, what's the difference between the gospel and the Word of God? The Word of God is the entire Bible. The gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Fame, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen. Every program, we usually have at least one song. And I've noticed over my career and being involved in this style of music for a long, long time. Matter of fact, this is my 48th year to be on radio. A lot of groups emanated or came from North Carolina. That is, the groups that sing Southern gospel music. That happens to be my cup of tea. I'm not putting any other musical genre down, but I grew up on this style. My dad taught the old-fashioned shape note music in his day, and so I like those songs that were written by Dad Spear and R.E. Winston and James D. Vaughan and so many others. We have a song today that the Kingsmen out of the Asheville, North Carolina area are going to sing. Ray Dean Reese, the bass singer, is getting a little age on him, but they're singing a song that simply says, what a lovely name.
Oh, how sweet the name of Jesus.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Fame, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us as would be indicated there on the screen. Once again, I want to thank you for being with us today. And those of you that get in touch with us, we always are grateful for that correspondence. And our contact information is shown at various times on the screen. Our website is FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom. Brother Charles Haas, our media person, keeps all of that updated, and he makes it all user-friendly. So go to the website and any information that you might need, I think, will be right there for you. Also, we want to continue to remind you that we must, in this day and time, as citizens of what has been the greatest country in the world, I appreciate our exceptionalism, and it disturbs me to see what's happening with those that want to attack our values, to attack our churches, to try to underpin a culture that emphasizes the abnormal, that somehow embraces the abhorrent, and calls reprobate, and calls what God calls reprobate, an alternative lifestyle. I'm here to declare unto you today that marriage is between a man and a woman, that God created two genders, male and female. He created them, and then he gave them. God, in his infinite wisdom, created, had the design, the schematic, the DNA, and then he created man in his own image, and that seed was birthed. And so today, you and I have a real opportunity to stand against the winds that would tear down the Christ of the Bible and his church.
In 1901, the Boxer Rebellion was brought to an end. Now came the huge task of rebuilding the field. China offered compensation on all foreign claims for destruction of property and loss of life. The mission needed to make a decision whether to make a claim or not.
We claimed for nothing, and refused all compensation. Reconciliation and forgiveness was our way. I knew that God alone was sufficient for God's own work.
This action placed the mission in a good light with the Chinese people. In 1902, at the age of 70, Hudson resigned from the China Inland Mission, and Dixon Host was appointed his successor. In 1904, Hudson's wife Jenny died from cancer in Switzerland. In the years following the Boxer Rebellion, there was a rapid interest in Christianity, and encouraging reports were reaching Hudson.
I started to hear the phrase as never before. Men crowded into our preaching halls as never before. There was a friendliness towards the missionary such as never before. China was coming to Christ as never before.
The most effective way of sharing the good news is through lives which themselves demonstrate the transforming power of the gospel. I could have brilliant language, Thai, Malay, Japanese, Chinese. I could have all the resources that OMF could bring to me to work in Indonesia or Taiwan, wherever it happens to be. Unless they see the reality in my life of the transforming power of the gospel and the reality of Jesus Christ in me, then all of those resources and that good language, Hudson Taylor recognized this, doesn't really matter. So that pursuit of holiness, that love for God, that ongoing being transformed, all of that is crucial and indispensable for what we do.
Filled with a new zeal, Hudson returned to his beloved China. He toured some of the mission stations, including Chinkiang, where his first wife Maria was laid to rest. There, the names of his four children were engraved beside their mothers. While there, he spoke a few words of loving counsel to a group of young missionaries setting out for inland stations.
I told them my dear wife died there. I said, in spirit, our loved ones may be nearer to us than we think, and Jesus is near, nearer than we think. The Lord Jesus will never leave nor forsake you. Count on him. Enjoy him, abide in him, be true to him and to his word.
Hudson was full of joy when he reached the mission station in Gangsha, the capital of Hunan province, which had been closed and resistant to the gospel for decades. But now the work was thriving. 2 days later, on the 3rd of June, 1905, he died. He was buried next to Maria in Chinkiang, in the Jiangsu province. At the time of Hudson's passing in 1905, CIM had 721 mission stations and outstations, 703 chapels, 150 schools, 418 churches, 825 missionaries, and 1,152 Chinese helpers. 7 hospitals, 37 dispensaries, 101 centers for opium addicts, and over 18,000 recorded baptisms. Over the next 10 years, China Inland Mission went through unprecedented growth and doubled in size.
The China scene politically changed radically in the 1940s. Communist leadership came into power, and foreigners, missionaries such as the China Inland Mission missionaries, left. We describe it in OMF as a reluctant exodus, and it was a time of great turmoil and upheaval and uncertainty. And the leaders, after much prayer and consultation, came to the conclusion that the CIM should look more widely across East Asia. Chinese communities are all over East Asia, but to look beyond the Chinese communities as well and begin sharing the gospel with all of the peoples of East Asia. So the name changed initially to China Inland Mission Overseas Missionary Fellowship. And then it changed to Overseas Missionary Fellowship, and then to just OMF.
I've often wondered what Hudson Taylor and what the early missionaries would have thought if they saw the church in China today. Of course, when they came, many places did not have the gospel. And so today, as we look at China and see the growth of the church in China, the exponential growth of Christians in China, I think they would just be utterly amazed and so thankful, and in a sense, affirming the sacrifice that many of them made so that the gospel could take root. Hudson Taylor said, you know, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered, it's a command to be followed. And I think the church today, especially in the West, is facing that in a new and in a fresh way. How do we see the Great Commission of Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 28.
A million a month in China are dying without God. Where such vast numbers descend to the grave yearly demands absolute attention from all who regard the Savior's parting command to preach the gospel to every creature. The church needs to be obedient and fulfill the Great Commission given to us by Jesus.
Once again, thank you for being with us today. I hope this program in its format has been something that maybe is educational, perhaps inspirational, something that's encouraging, something that motivates each one of us to live a better life, to try to be more Christ-like in our behavior, in our deportment, and in how we conduct ourselves. Again, perhaps I can get into your area one of these days. We like to go to churches, fundamental churches, and we appreciate any and all of the opportunities that have been given to us. I want to thank you, as we said just momentarily. Again, thank you for your support and encouragement. I'm going to be looking forward to being with you whenever the next opportunity presents itself. But until that very familiar time, this is your friend Andrew Phipps reminding you, have a great day and God bless.